headquarters of SETU, SETU, going to be, Minister?
Well, I don't believe there's any ambiguity here. Minister Harris has been very, very clear, and I have been very, very clear. And I don't expect the headquarters to be anywhere else than on the main campus on the Cork Road for the South East Technological University in Waterford.
Okay.
And will the President need functioning offices and staff in Carlow and Wexford? Yes, she will. It's a multi-campus university. Mm. We must remember that. She won't spend all her time in Waterford. But like, we've been very clear on this from the start. It's the only city in the region. It's the oldest city in Ireland.
Yes.
And that's where the headquarters will be. And I have to say, I only saw the article on the WLR app last night about 1 o'clock this morning. I hadn't been online all day. It was just such a busy day with the budget.
I understand.
And I didn't hear
what,
Dr. Griffin.
What Ray Griffin had to say. And Ray Griffin works in the college and he's at the coalface. Well, here you go, Deputy Butler. Have a listen to this.
It is a rotating headquarters, so the first governing body, I think they had a meeting, the third or fourth meeting, decided that it was going to be Waterford for 2 years and then rotating to Carlow.
Okay, so it is Waterford now?
Yes.
And it will be Carlow.
Well, now that's the official postal address for solicitors' letters. Like, where's the centre of gravity of it? Look, it's a partnership between two institutions. One is larger than the other, but like, we... Within the organisation, we have new colleagues that we have to respect, and 100%. we're very much in welcoming mode.
You're all friends. Super.
Indeed.
So rotating HQ, and this is what Simon Harris had to say to us before. When I put to him about the idea of a rotating HQ, he said no. Where is the headquarters of the new technological university going to be?
So you've quoted legislation to me, right? The headquarters doesn't, no word in the legislation exists in relation to headquarters. But let me say this, it would be bonkers, mad and bizarre for it to be anywhere other than Waterford, because the National Development Plan is clear in relation to the growth of the region, and it's clear in relation to Waterford being a city of regional development. It is a matter for the new governing authority. I expect it to be in Waterford, and I will not provide 1 cent of capital funding for a headquarters to be developed anywhere else.
Now, bonkers, mad and bizarre, and yet we hear from the coalface, from a lecturer working in the college, that it is going to be a rotating HQ. Minister of State, Deputy Butler, your reaction?
Well, I'm with Minister Harris on this. He has made it very, very clear. There's no ambiguity here that the headquarters will be located in Waterford. Is it a multi-campus? Yes, and it's not only Carlow. It's Wexford and Kilkenny as well. There will be other campuses developed in Wexford, and my understanding is in Kilkenny. Is it a South East Technological University? Yes, it absolutely is. But I was surprised to read that last night. I didn't have any heads up. I do know Minister Simon Harris has agreed to meet the Oireachtas members very, very soon. I think it's in relation to a very positive story in relation to expanding the campus.
And that might,
And I have no doubt that we can put that question to him at that time.
Yeah,
or even before that. But I do have to say...
Deputy Butler, I have to say something now.
Very clear.
I have to. Yep. No, it's not very clear, because you said there's no ambiguity. There is ambiguity. We've heard that a meeting of the board has said there will be a rotating HQ. That's as ambiguous as I've ever heard, and you're saying it's not. Now, obviously, you haven't been told the information, because you'd know this if you did, and that's another matter of concern.
Yeah.
But it's very clear what we were told, and I don't hear anything from you to dispute that.
Well, it was very clear what I was told, and Minister Harris said on the radio, and in all our meetings with him, and I have had further meetings with the Taoiseach in relation to this. And my understanding is that the headquarters will be in Waterford. I wasn't at that particular meeting of the governing board. I don't know whether Dr. Griffin was at that meeting of the governing board. You've come to me with information that I read on the WLR website late last night.
And we've just
but as far as I was concerned, we got a commitment that the headquarters would be in Waterford. And I will make sure that commitment is followed through on.
Deputy of State Mary Butler, thank you so much for joining me, Minister. Really appreciate
it. Thank you, Damien.
Thank you. All the very best. Minister of State Mary Butler.